W8FU.
Good morning, Sean, KE8VSI.
Good morning. What's shaking?
A whole lot. Got up, got my cardio done, probably gonna take advantage of the little bit cooler weather and hose off the patio today and maybe spend a little time out there. That sort of thing. What's shaking there?
Roger. Well, I'm on the West Bloomfield now, by the way, so let me know if I get shaky. I'm going to run this north and then probably... Well, I don't know if the UMP is connected right now. We disconnected it for the weather yesterday, and I don't think it's reconnected, so... Oh, well. Anywho, I've got breakfast with the boys, and then after that... Let's see if I can fix the 2-6 network. And then I got my generator being delivered. So, woohoo, I'm excited about that. It comes, I'll probably go ahead and unbox it, get it all prepped and ready to go, start it up, switch the house over, and test it. So that's probably my afternoon. And then, I don't know, I'm looking off to the forecast that... It was supposed to be bodacious sunshine, and it looks a little iffy off to the west.
All right, very good. Yeah, you got a little bit of bacon fry in there. Nothing horrible at all. Yeah, new generator. I know you had one or have one. Did you get an upgrade? And I'm assuming it's going to, I think your old one didn't do the whole house. You had to do, you know, several breakers, or pick and choose what you wanted to run. Does this solve that problem? Is that why you did it?
Yeah, that's not going to change. I have a load side manual transfer switch, so I jack in the generator and I fire it up, and then I go downstairs and I switch up the six circuits. I mean, I always switch the six circuits in, but I got six circuits bring in from the generator, and I pick them, you know, selectively so that they do all the critical things and stuff I need, and we've not really wanted for more. It's perfectly adequate. Keeps the refrigerators going, keeps the furnace running, keeps, you know, the entertainment, internet, all that stuff running, and the entertainment center where my wife is, and a light in the bathroom, you know, pretty much everything you need. You know, but my new generators, or, you know, the old generator was always undersized. I'm probably getting about 35 to 3,800 watts out of it. And although it does a pretty good job of running all that stuff, you can always tell it was a little taxed. And I had no room for anything else. If I wanted to make a Keurig coffee cup, forget it. Couldn't do it. You know, never mind from the microwave. So the new one is double that. The new one's 9,000 factory tri-fuel instead of a conversion. I converted mine. Factory tri-fuel, and it's an inverter. So it's a better power, more of it, and, you know, factory tri-fuel. So this one should run everything, including a microwave or the coffee maker, should we want.
All right, very good. Yeah, mine is, I think, 7,500, and rarely need to use it. You've used yours more than I have, obviously, the last few years. I do the whole house on it, but I just, we go into super power saving mode. In other words, just don't turn anything on unless you need it. So it'll even run the air conditioner, so that's cool. And we just literally minimize power usage during an outage sort of thing. So, but yeah, the tri-fuel and all that, and the way you got it set up, that sounds like a winner for the duration. You'll be all set there. And whatever that cost, I'm sure you can get get a little something for the old one. People need those things. That's a decent size, 3,500. So very good. Curious on the FBI Warren. I heard it was a router issue. Have you figured that out, or you still got to get over there?
Yeah, it's, am I still making it all right?
Sounded good.
Yeah, it looks like some water came down the cat, you know, the Cat 6 cable, and it boogered up the connector in the PoE injector, and it snuffed it. So we lost the PoE injector. So I gotta see if I got another one, replace that to get it going. By the way, I just connected back up to the MI1 network.
Okay, yeah, roger that. All right, well, at least you know what it is and you know how to fix it. It's just a matter of finding the part and popping it in. So very good. I know your breakfast isn't until, well, are you doing normal breakfast or something different? Because normally you're not, you work on 2.5. I'm curious on that.
Yeah, no, I'm going to the regular one. Can I get over here? I've got some things I want to do. I'll be up closer to you for a little bit here, but I got to get back down there by about 8:15 if possible, so it's pretty much just go up there, take care of business, turn around. We'll see. Dino's, I hope Dino makes it, because I got something of his that I want to get back to him. I thought I heard he was going to try to make it, so if I knew for a fact he wasn't coming, then I might change my plans, but I'm going to the regular breakfast.
Right, and yeah, I checked the weather myself. It looks like, real good day, temperature and sun-wise. It does look a little iffy out there right now, but I think she'll straighten right out, or at least I hope so. So, have the patio ready for outside today. Last few days, you just couldn't do it because you just didn't know when those rain was going to pop in and out. Didn't get near as much as anticipated, but a couple times we did, so can't have it all the cushions out and all that stuff for the whole day. I like to do it that way. Field day starts at 2 o'clock. I'm going to be doing some of that, and that's pretty much all I got.
I just switched over to TJ's machine. Should be solid from here on out. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Field day. That's going to probably make it a real ghost town at Duckhurst.
Yeah, it might, depending on how involved everybody gets as far as if they're actually going out of the field or what kind of setup they got to do and things like that. But it doesn't start until 2. In my case, I'm all comfy at home. I did all my software prep work and whatnot yesterday, so I'm ready to go. Not quite completely in the spirit of things, but playing by the rules, and I like to participate.
Right, yeah, if I didn't have all the stuff to do, busy day, and the generator coming and fixing the 2.6 and all that stuff, I'd probably, at least I'd say to myself I was going to make it out to the Jim's farm there, say hi to the Useka guys, but or maybe go see the Hazel Park guys. But I always say that every year, and then I never do, so.
Yeah, I hear that. I wouldn't mind. I haven't been to anybody's setup, but Useka is not all that far from me. If I get bored, maybe I'll run up there. We'll see. Again, you're just like you, probably not, but if I get a hankering, I might. That kind of thing.
I saw a post on their Facebook page, and it was yesterday, and it said we're going to start. What the hell is that? Oh, that's what time I get up on Saturdays. Anyhow, I saw a post that said something about they were going to start setting up last night, weather permitting. And I thought the rules were you could either set up 24 hours in advance or you could set up an hour in advance if you wanted to run the extra 4 hours or whatever it was. I didn't think you could start setting up more than 24 hours in advance, but I don't know. It's been a long time since I participated.
Yeah, there are rules like that. I read the whole page, but I kind of breezed over that section because that's not my situation. But if they did it last night, that's still 24 hours in advance, you know, from 2 p.m. yesterday afternoon until 2 p.m. today is 24 hours in advance. So maybe that's what they're doing. And they said they're only going until 2 o'clock Sunday, which, and I'll be going till 5 o'clock Sunday. So I don't know. I guess I should read those a little bit better. I'm not sure how that works. But, yeah, something similar to what you're saying for sure.
You know, I don't know why I was thinking it was the day before. It was yesterday. So, yeah, it's 24 hours. There you go. I don't know why I was thinking, you know, it was like Thursday night I saw that. But it wasn't. It was yesterday. And I even acknowledged that when I said it. Never mind.
Yeah, I saw it too. You might have saw the post before the 24-hour mark, but the statement in the post was when they were starting, which I believe was within the 24 hours. So there you go.
Roger. All right, let me jump out of here. I've got to grab some stuff kind of in a hurry. I got no more than about 15, 20 minutes, and then I got to be turned around and heading the other way. So if you're out here, I will catch you then.
Hey, very good. I'll either be listening here and everywhere and or not listening anywhere and hosing off the patio. KE8 VSI.
All right, let me check this one. There we go. All right, clearing out. W8FU. WAFU. Don't tell me what to do. Good morning.
Oh, yeah. Well, have a nice day.
There you go again.
I'll be right back. I got to get a different battery.
Okay. I don't know what's going on, but you were kind of noisy and you dropped out. I heard, okay, I'm on, and then it dropped.
Present and accounted.
Yeah, present and accounted. That's all I'm sure you've got more transmission than what I'm hearing. Something's going on there.
Okay, let's try this. Does this work?
Okay, at least I got everything. Which machine are you on?
I'm down in the lobby. My node is upstairs, and I'm now kicking out 4 watts instead of 1 watt.
You're talking to your node?
It was 1 watt. I'm up to the maximum of what I can kick out.
on. Try my machine. See if you get in there. You're not making it. So if you're on your node, there's something wrong.
Try 2.5.
He'll likely never make that one from his lobby. Maybe from his apartment, but not his lobby.
Yeah, if his stuff's outside, maybe.
Well, I don't have a PO sensor, I ordered one and Monday, so no 2.6 until at least Monday afternoon, I'm guessing, be the earliest.
Okay, you and Don doubled. What did you say, Sean?
I said, so I have no spare PoE injectors, not 48-volt ones. I needed a Biquity 48-volt PoE injector, and I don't have any. So I got one on order, but it won't be here until sometime Monday. So no 2.6 is off the air at least until Monday.
Oh, bad PoE, huh? You know, I want, those are 48-volt. You know, I've got a little, Biquity, however you pronounce it, thing in my house that's got a PoE injector. I don't know if it's the same voltage.
Well, the question is a PoE injector a PoE injector a PoE injector, right? I mean, I'm guessing that they're all wired the same, their power's the same. It's just a matter of getting the right voltage, right? And you got to have the right voltage and the right amount of wattage for your device, obviously. So, this is a 48-volt, and it's for these AirLAN connections we have. We got four of them, and all the rest are 24-volt in the system, but these AirLANs are 48, so... If I needed a 24, I got spares, and I got tons of spares.
Okay. I didn't know there was different voltages. I assume you're talking about the output voltage, right? Going up the Ethernet, not the input.
They plug in the AC, so they do whatever magic they need for their operation internally. No, this is the voltage that the radio needs. So yes, it's what it's pushing up the Ethernet. It's the power that's going over the Ethernet.
Okay, I always thought PoEs are the same voltage. Sounds like it could be a recipe for a disaster if you're not careful.
Now, the only thing that I've noticed is they seem to be 12, 24, or 48, so there seems to be a relationship there, but I've seen 12 on some cheaper, telephone desk set type devices. I've seen 24 on most of the radio stuff I've seen, and these are 48s. I don't know how prevalent they are, but it is what it is.
I'll take a look at mine and see what the output voltage is. I never even thought to check it. Alright. See you shortly.
Yep, I am at 15 in Grosbeck, so I gotta drop down to the freeway and cut across, so my ETA to Donald's probably about normal time. Donald, have you figured out your radio issues yet?
Good morning, Steve.
Yeah, I doubled. Good morning.
How's your eyes?
Same. I see out of one.
Yeah, I've been having issues too. You know, I had PRK on one eye and it's slow healing and a little problem. And then I damaged my right eye accidentally. So, just had
quite a bit of eye issues lately.
Well, that sucks. That's not a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's amazing how painful things with your eye can be. You know, it's like you get a scratch on your arm or leg, you know, it's like, you know, out for a moment and then you forget about it. You can't forget about it with your eye.
No, that's for sure. I think I told Sean a while ago when mine was really bad, it was really painful. It was like having a toothache in your eye. It was, it wasn't pleasant, but I'm much better now.
Yeah, so I had an issue, you know, where they put this, what they call a bandage contact on my left eye after the procedure I had. And then, you know, like, it was like 4 days later they took it off. But when it caused an abrasion, apparently, and it just got worse and worse, and I ended up having to go to the emergency room in downtown Detroit to have another patch put in. I was in real pain, and as soon as he put the numbing drops in, it was like, ah.
Yeah, those numbing drops, they burn a little at first, but boy, are they worth it.
Yeah, I said, can I have some of those? He says, no.
Hey, I was listening to you guys, and Sean, I had a question. The current iteration of Motorola P25, what type of battery supply does that look at? Our stuff was all 48, and I think that's like the cellular industry standard too, I'm not sure.
The handheld batteries? No. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, the DC plants were upgraded to 48 volts in all of our sites recently, so 48 seems to be the standard.
Yeah, very good. That answers your question, Phil. Now, you wouldn't want to carry those 48-volt batteries. They're like 90 pounds or something like that. They were heavy.
Oh, you're talking about that repeater thing. Okay, I bet you meant on the actual portables.
Yeah, no, I was just curious because that just seemed like after we went to that system, I started seeing that all the cell companies were migrating to that or had already been at 48 volts. And it made a lot of sense in a lot of ways. Our SmartNet was all 12 and 24. I think we had a mix because of Quantars. Boy, that was a long time ago. I'd have to think. I don't want to think. It's too freaking early. And 8 a.m.
Yep, like you say, we upgraded everything to 48 volts, and it works out pretty well. Now we still have 12 volt batteries, the great big, you know, the great big ones. They're huge, but you know, then they're just, you know, daisy chained, but racks of them. All our sites are designed for a minimum 8 hour runtime, and then they go into, you know, a little bit of a there's some power-saving things that happen, you know. Like they can shut off RF and keep the network running and stuff like that, so. Yuppers.
Very good. Making coffee. Running out of water, it sounds like.
Donald, did you get your radio situation resolved?
Honestly, I don't see anything wrong with the nose. It's lit up. It's doing everything it's supposed to do. And I'm back down in the lobby.
And you're on the node right now. That's the way you're talking to us.
Yes, I am. Downstairs in the lobby.
Alright, strange, because I don't remember you going anywhere on that campus not being absolutely full crushing, quieting, and I'm noticing like some noise. Unless it's me, I'm on a different repeater that I'm usually on. I'm on DJ's downtown. Anyhow, I'm just getting on the expressway, so my ETA is about, I don't know, 10 or so.
No, he was noisy into the system. Into his nose.
KF8CWF.
Did somebody just say KF8 something or other? Because, man, I'm hearing things. Sounded like a voice in my head. It was so weak. Did I hear that, Phil?
Yeah, I heard something too, but with the road noise, I couldn't make it out.
You can pair me to road noise? AB8FK.
Len, if that was you, I thought it was KF8 is what I thought I heard. You're light, but you're not as light as that KF8 I heard. That was so light, I couldn't even be sure I actually heard it. But did I imagine that, or did I have a radio on the subband that I didn't turn all the way down or something?
There it is again.
I didn't even hear it. I'm on the freeway. There's somebody out there. I'm not sure if it's the KF8. You have to do something about your signal. Don't keep trying. Figure it out.
Well, this is AD8FK. You got me, Leonard, and I'm through Echolink. I'm at the coffee shop here at the Cozy Cabin. Back to you, Sean.
Yeah, Leonard, I don't think it's you. There's something else going on. I don't think it's you. You sound fine. Anyhow, we'll see you in a bit. All right, anyhow, enough of all that. I am going under mound.
Well, you must keep be taking a long way. See you soon, Sean. 88 FK clear.
All right, Len. Or should I say, not if we see you first.
I'm at the filming up station. 88 here.
Yeah, Sean, I thought you were hearing something at first, but yeah, there was somebody there. He was full quieting, but very, very light audio. I cranked my volume up all the way and caught, like, the last letter of his call sign, but I don't remember it because I don't remember things. So what's the big project this morning?
Well, no projects. Well, yes, the T6 is broken. It's got a bad POE injector, as you probably heard. I'd like to do that. I'll probably, when I get home after breakfast, because that's the first order of business is breakfast. And, after that, I'll see if Micro Center has an injector I can get real quick. I got one on the way. It'll be here Monday. But maybe if I can go find one reasonably priced over at Micro Center, I'll do that. But I got a generator coming. And it said 3 o'clock. Now it says 1 to 5. So I'm not going to, and I got to cut the grass. So I'm not doing anything. Those are my goals, seeing as I don't have the POE injector. And I am almost to the Donald's.
Very good. Well, have fun at breakfast. I just realized it's Saturday. Ah, boy, what a country.
Right, but is it really a big deal once you're retired? In fact, I would argue that, I mean, except for some events that's taking place on the weekend, I would imagine that weekends are less useful.
Yep, that's absolutely true. You can't go shopping on the weekends because all the working people are in the stores clogging things up. You can't go shopping really on Wednesday because whoever got their Social Security check that day is going to be out standing in the aisle right in the middle with their cart blocking everything. So, yeah, that's out of the question. I had a system when, you know, it worked okay the first couple of years. You know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm good. I can keep track of that. I start getting past Wednesday, and I start getting my days mixed up and stuff. But what always worked was Big Paper Day came on Sunday, and that reset my calendar. But now the Big Paper isn't that big on Sunday anymore, so I don't know if it's a Saturday paper or a Sunday paper. It's just, it's got me in a tizzy. I just can't handle it.
Do people actually get paper checks anymore?
You know, it's funny, my wife and I both worked for the same place, and we both had direct deposit, but they sent her a stub, and I don't know why. There was a big paperless initiative quite a while ago, and I thought everybody was totally electronic, but to this day, even as a retiree, she gets a stub in the mail.
Sounds like a fluke. Somebody didn't click the right button.
That's what I've always wondered, but I don't like poking the bear because as soon as they look into it, they're going to screw it up and then you got problems.
Yeah. The only checks I ever really write anymore is that my landscaper, for the longest time, had no form of electronic payment. He finally set up a Venmo account. But other than that, I probably write maybe 4 checks a year.
I think we're in almost exactly the same boat because the only check I've written probably in the last year has been for the guy that cuts the grass.
Yeah, I just kept bugging him. Yeah, didn't you set up something? So, he finally did. I'm always amazed when you go into, like, Costco or somebody, and happened to me the other day, you know, somebody, you know, lady is, I guess elderly, and she, of course, she's going to pay, and doesn't have anything ready, and of course, then out comes the checkbook, and then the pen, and then the ID, and all that stuff. It's like, don't you know you're going to need all that ahead of time? Why isn't it pre-filled?
Oh, that used to drive me nuts. I'm so glad that most people don't do that anymore. Then there was always the old ladies with the little rubber coin purse. They have to crack that thing open up and get the 2 pennies out.
Yep. So, you know, it's just, if you write checks, you gotta know they're gonna ask for the ID. And at least have it at least filled out with the, you know, all of the, you know, company name, your signature on it, so all you gotta do is fill in the amount and hand it to them with your driver's license. Speed things along, but no.
Yeah, I ventured to the other end of the spectrum fairly recently. It's been around for a while, but I never used it until maybe a month ago, was the tap your card to pay thing. I'm like, oh, this is pretty cool. I could get in trouble with this.
Yeah, I use it when I can. It's supposed to be more secure than even inserting. And then there's using your phone tap to pay. I just used that. I was at the ballpark last night. I used that to buy a $6 bottle of water.
Yep. Yeah, that's about the going rate, I think. I'm trying to remember last time I was... the last time I was at a game, I bought a round of pops and beers for the family, and they asked if I wanted a couple of, you know, beer koozies, and I'm like, hey, what the hell, what can they cost, a couple of bucks? They were $10 each.
You bought one for the whole family. Wow, you must have, did they ask for your Social Security number and monthly income?
Yeah, my last 5 years' tax returns.
Yeah, we were next to a family, you know, just a couple with a young kid, and he was one type of food after another, you know, with him. He was constantly eating popcorn, peanuts, whatever, you know. Must cost him a fortune. All right, I'm going in the place.
KF8CWF. 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 KF8CWF.
Hey, now you sound great.
What was going on earlier? You have any idea?
I don't know why, but my audio in the Sherry mode was set to zero.
Ah, okay. Weird. That's all I could hear, and just, I knew there was somebody talking, and somebody else said they heard a little bit, and Donald said he heard you just perfect, and I'm like, how could that be? And Steve was on a note, he couldn't hear you. I was on the 175 downtown, couldn't hear you. Phil was on his machine, he couldn't hear you. He said, yeah, he goes, it was Brian. I'm like, how in the hell did you hear that? Of course, all of us had noisy environments, so that could have contributed.
Yeah, well, last night I did the audio test, and I bumped it up a little bit because it was a little on the weak side. You know, nobody was out there to test with me, and then this morning it was at zero, so I don't know. But it's working now.
No, it sounds really good now. You got it just right. So, that's the audio going out. Number two. Let's see here. Where is the place I'm looking for? No, not here. Next. That one? I'm trying to find the haircut joint. Where is it?
It's not there anymore. I just got there and it's gone, and I walked the rest of the way home.
Really? Well, you need your haircut? I can pick you up. We can go someplace else.
I appreciate the offer, but walking home, I got a little sweaty, so I'll get one during the week. It's no rush, but thank you for the offer. And, Brian, yes, I did hear you. You don't want you to think that, yeah, you're cracking up. W8RCY.
Well, good morning, Donald. Like I said, I configured it late last night. Maybe I didn't hit the save, but it should have been set to 500 default, and I'm at, like, 700 now. But, oh, well, it's working.
Give me this, W.
Hello, Jeff. How you doing?
Hey, John. I was talking at you a little bit ago. What did you come up with for getting that back online and everything?
I do not have one, so I ordered one. It'll be here Monday. And I could run the Micro Center. They've probably got one. We were discussing it at breakfast if I really, really wanted. But I got to go get my hair cut, and then I got my kids coming by. I got grass to cut. I got a generator being delivered, so... You know, if I decide I want to bump it up and do the Micro Center thing, I can go get one later and do that or do it tomorrow. But chances are I'll just wait for the actual Ubiquiti one to come in on Monday and do it then. Ain't gonna end of the world. Big deal. 2.6 is off network for a hot minute.
Yeah, well, it happens. Yeah, I just make sure you got a good slice in that Cat 5 and let the water out before it gets there, so... It's one of them things, you know.
Yeah, and probably, you know, shame on me, but it probably should have been something I was thinking about during deployment, because now I got to circle back to all of them. I'm paranoid now. And make sure I got drip loops and holes, you know, in the jacket where, you know, inside where they can, if anything does migrate down, it can drip out before it, you know, gets. So, but now I'm paranoid. And, I would go get this and do it right now for sure if I knew I just had to replace it. But I'm probably going to have to lop off that connector and redo that. So I just don't want to deal with it today.
And it's Field Day weekend, so, you know. Get it done, Sean. When all else fails, got to have it. I know who else is in here. Go ahead and pick it up. KBNF's up here.
Well, go ahead, Brian.
Yeah,
Yeah, well, I'm going to go ahead and clear out now that I know this thing's working. We got to go do some grocery shopping and whatnot, so we're ready for our week up here in the wilderness. Everybody have a good day. 73s, KFE, CWF. I'll be clear on your final.
Dom? All right, Donald must have got distracted. So, all right, enjoy. This is the holiday week, right? So, good deal. We'll see you. We'll see you when you get back. But you got this, so we'll hear you. And you know, most everybody that's on the 2-6 knows to check numerous other machines. We got Detroit, Mount Clemens, West Bloomfield. We got plenty of other places we can scurry off to. While the 2-6 is off in its separate mode. But we'll hear you. Have fun. W8F.
No, I didn't get sidetracked. I was just, like I said, toweling off because walking home in the sun all that way. Yeah. They were there 2 months ago when I got my hair cut, and right there, first outlot there next to the bank. I walked to the bank. Took some cash out, walked next door, nowhere. Walked all the way down to the Kroger gas station, nothing. They're gone. And just a sign for lease, so who knows. But there's just many a times in the times that I've lived here, a lot of hair-cutting places have come and gone out of that strip mall. So I'm just not going to go there even if one comes back. All right, you have a good afternoon yourself. Good weekend, and I hope your generator comes and it works right out of the box. W8RCY.
Well, the problem is, you know, what's that close for you? So I don't know if there's anything else that there's, you know, walking distance. You got Fillory's up there north of 12. That add about another half mile to your walk, but that's more of a traditional barber shop. Otherwise, you got to go over. Is there anything at, I know there's 12 and Mound. There's another one of the Bo Ricks or whatever the heck that one was. There's another one there. And, oh, nice curb shot. The person in front of me just hit the curb. Then there's that little traditional barber shop over there at 12 and Ryan. But again, that's, you know, that's another mile for you plus. So, yeah, nothing really that convenient. All right, I'm at the bank here. I got to get myself some cash because the place I'm going to is cash only in the old village.
I appreciate the information. I'll keep it in mind. And if it's on DeQuinder, I can take the bus, and that's only a 50 cents round trip. Or I can take a Uber, and I have to wait for the buses sometimes. I've got plenty of options. And if it's like in this heat, like I said, just walking a half a mile, and wearing a black shirt didn't help either. If I wore a T-shirt, I would like to tell you to just change T-shirts and I'd be fine. But appreciate the offer. Enjoy your day. Again, W8RCY. We are clear.
Fast cash option just went from 40 to 60. Sign of the times. Hey, man, they cut all my hair.
You and Dino are twins now.
Well, I don't know about that, but I did ask for a haircut, and they cut many more than one.
I'm trying to vision it, but for some reason it's not coming into focus, so I'll just leave it at that. Have a good afternoon, W8RCY. We gone. No, it's working. Radios are working for now, until you get the rest of it fixed. Stay cool. We out of here.
Honky dokey. W.
KFA EDQ monitoring.
All right, go to the FSM test.
You're kind of low and muddy, but you're there.
All right, hold on. All right, give me a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm going to hit the receive level first on the receiver set.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 5. Hello?
All right, let me see here. Okay, how did the tone sound?
Tone sounded okay, I think. Short. I think that sounds right.
Seems to have a squelch crash. I don't know if there's anything you can do about that.
Well, I just turned on a filter because you were really tinny, so I set up the de-emphasis filter, so I just turned that on. Let me turn on toggle. Let me turn on the echo toggle mode. All right, you should be able to key up, and it should repeat yourself.
I should be able to key up, and I should repeat myself. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hey, that sounds like me. You must be on your computer or something, because yeah, you don't sound that good.
Yeah, let me grab. I'm on my laptop. Hold on, let me grab my little booger.
I think that sounds all right. What I'm hearing right now. It sounds like me over and stuff.
All right. Hold on. There we go. Here's me on the mic. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, your audio is down in volume. I don't know if there's anybody else on the up or what.
Help test 1, 2, 3
in Holly. Yeah, your audio just sounds like it's not as loud as mine. I'm back listening to myself.
Yeah, probably. All right, here's me on Flint. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, on Flint handheld. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Can you can't make Bancroft direct?
Not from up here.
Okay, but that's up here.
Oh, yeah?
All right.
Are you back?
Chris is getting on his base radio. He says he should be able to hit both repeaters. So.
What, do you have a wire nut they can bring me?
All right, try talking on it again. I just had to reset the level because it was showing clipping.
What?
I said, talk into the radio, or into the receiver, and get into it really loud. I want to see if it clips. I had the, when I switched the de-emphasis filter in, it screwed up the level.
You want me to see if it clips? Is it clipping yet?
It wasn't then, but alright, I just increased it. See if it does, let's try it again.
check and see if it clips. Hello.
Okay, it's not clipping. Now it isn't.
KDA Gambit.
Alright, can you switch between Durand and Flint, Chris? I can see what your levels are between the two.
Are you talking to me?
No, I was talking to Chris. You didn't hear Chris just a second ago put his call sign out?
Okay, I'm on Durand. Kitty is Andy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I don't know, he sounds low too.
Is low compared to you. You're full... Chris, are you on narrow band or something? Because your audio is really light into even Durand compared to Jeff's into the same receiver.
No, I don't believe so. Give me a second here. I'll switch radios.
Yeah, because you're like a third or a quarter of the audio level coming into the receiver than what Jeff is on his handheld.
Okay, am I making it?
Noisy, but you were in there.
And his audio come up too.
Okay, I just cranked it up to 100 watts. I should be into it now. I switched radios also. I'm on the Icon base with a desk mic. Into Durand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, that's clipping. All right, can you switch between Durand and Flint and do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on both so I can compare the two now?
Okay, now I'm on Flint. KDA-BNB, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I think the link might need to come up a little bit.
All right, Chris, do the same thing on Durand for me.
All right, Kitty is BMB on Durand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, yeah, do it again on Durand. Get into it this time. I want to see if it clicks. Do the time count again on Durand. I want to see if it clicks.
Okay, 100 watts into Durand. Getting into the microphone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Alrighty. Now flip to Flint and do the 10 count. And Jeff, tell me if Flint's, if he's higher or lower to you on from when he goes back to Flint.
You need me to go back to Flint or anything, Fred, or are you all set?
Oh, maybe I wasn't keyed up. Yeah, go back to Flint and do a 10 count. I want to see if Jeff sees if I need to increase the transmit level from the on there for it.
All right, Katie at BMB on Flint. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
7, 8, 9, 10.
Get
back to Bancroft.
All right. Switch back over to Durand. Kitty at BMB. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I think that sounds about...
about the same to me. What do you think, Jeff? It tones a little different, but that's because of the different receiver.
What's that, Fred?
That on the output, it sounded about the same, but the tone's, the tone's different because they're different receivers.
Well, this is an MTR 2000. I forget what we're on over there, but okay. It's pretty close, I think. For now.
No. It's a TR-1225 to the other site, so a max track, basically. Okay, I saved the values for that one. Thank you, Chris.
Don't go too far, because we're going to be working on 2-9 next. Are you ready for that? Need to plug that one in, Fred?
Oh, yeah, go ahead and plug that. You mean the USB dongle? Yeah, go ahead and plug it in. I'll start configuring the VHF then.
Okay, it's plugged in. You can probably shut the echo off here.
All right, stand by.
All right, you guys need something, let me know, Fred. I should be around here for a little while longer. Kitty, ABMB.
Okay, test 1-2-3-4-5 VHF.
I am now. Oh, I hear me. Hold on. We don't have any output.
You don't have any audio output? Or it says it's keying the output. Do you not see it keying?
Power output.
Hold on, I gotta turn on the filters. You sound tinny. Alright, I did the toggle. Let's see how that sounds.
You ever had power output on the receiver, Fred?
What do you mean, power output on the receiver?
Never mind. After you think about it a while, you'll figure it out.
X and your RX slipped around.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right. Christopher, can you hear me on 2-9? Christopher, can you hear 2-9? Hello, radio.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you do me a 10 count on between that and the 3-8?
Yep, I can do that. Oh, I didn't realize UHF was linked. Yeah, I can do that. This is 100 watts. Getting you DMV on 2-9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 7, 8, 9, 10.
Crap.
Was you doing
do the 10 count on 3-8 again and then go back. I forgot.
3-8 first.
That's fine. I think I'm going to have to drop the 2-9 a little.
Okay. 3-8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, on 2-9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Kitty, BMB.
Okay, Jeff, what did you hear on the transmitter when you took the transmitter up?
The volume down was?
I said, should I bring the transmitter? Chris, key up on 2-8 or 3-8 and say 1-2-3-4-5, and then go back to 2-9 and see what Jeff thinks transmit wise.
Okay, on 3-8, 1-2-3-4-5. Okay, on Durand, 1-2-3-4-5.
I think the link audio needs to go down, Fred. He was almost clipping on 3-8.
So he was clipping on 3-8 to me. So I think Chris, what type of mic are you on?
I'm on the Icon desk mic, the same one we did with UHF. Same distance, same voice level.
But he wasn't clipping on 2-9, though.
because I had turned it down originally because I thought it was weird, so I turned it down. But he still sounded like he was clipping on 3.8, and I only turned the 2.9 down, so that tells me, can you turn the gain down on that mic, Chris, on the icon?
Yeah, give me a second.
So that would mean 2.9 would have to go back up then, right?
Correct, that's what I'm going to do. I turned it down because I heard him clipping, but he was clipping on 3.8 to me. I thought it was just to me.
All right, you want me to try 2.9 or 3.8? I'm on 2.9 right now. I turned the mic down, mic gain down.
Let's go back. Have you go to 3.8 and make sure, I want to make sure you're sounding fine onto 3.8 because we know 3.8's receivers are aligned properly.
Okay, back on 3.8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I think
your audio's got to go.
Audio's so down, so low, I got to pull it up to my speaker to hear it.
From what you turned it down, Chris, if you can turn it back up.
3.8, turn the mic gain back up a little bit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, on the 3.8.
That's too far. Half the distance of what you want.
All right, how does that sound now, Jeff? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right, now go to 2.9.
Okay, on 2.9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I think he's a little bit louder on 2.9, Fred.
He sounded about the same to me coming to the network. So let me do this. How did that tone sound on 2.9, Jeff?
Loud and almost over. I'd say that's okay.
All right. Let me turn on the whatchamacallit, the echo.
All right, real quick, Fred, you need anything else before I got to jump off here?
Yeah, I think so. You should, echo should be on, Jeff, so if you key up, you should hear yourself come back.
All right, thanks, Chris. Give me an SWR.
You're welcome. Get easy, MB.
That was weird when he keyed up and stopped talking.
Man, there's a squelch crash and a half on that one.
Yeah, can you change that?
I'm off the PL logic, so not really.
You can't put a delay on transmitter drop?
What do you mean on transmitter? You mean, no, the squelch crash is from the receiver, Jeff.
Then why is it crashing right before it drops? Oh, there it did that time. I knew it. I can hear myself echo.
Well, I would hope so. I think the... UHF, did I turn it off? No. Yes, no. No, I left it on, sorry. So yeah, you're probably going to hear yourself come out of the... Yeah, but if the squelch crash is because of the receiver, it's not the transmitter.
I guess I don't understand why he put a PL board on these.
All right, I'm gonna drop 2.9 or drop the VHF UHF stuff here. So we're done with 2.9 for now. What's you gonna do 2.20 next?
No, I don't have that equipment out here.
Okay, I'll talk to you in 800.
Keep it up, Javier.
WFSM.
This is KSA EDQ. Can I get a signal report, please?
All right, no copy of the signal report.
CSR. I think I might have stepped on you. Can you come back to the air station?
Yeah, you're coming in real good over here for the township about the war in Vanda. This is CSR. Name's Ron.
All right, I caught most of that. I think it was KFR. Would you mind coming back? I'm on a different radio. Can I have another signal check, please? This is KFA-EDQ.
Yes, KF8-CFR, Ron, Bruce Township. You're about, I'm about 34 mile in Van Dyke, and you're coming in loud and clear. You're making the trip no problem.
Was the other one coming in already? This KF8-EDQ.
Now that time it was a lot of static if it's the same guy. Yeah, real static and broke up now. That last transmission before that was a lot clearer.
Alright, copy that. I'll keep working on trying to clean up my signal. I appreciate the radio check. This is KF8-EDQ.
Yep, KF8-CFR, we're clear.
Mobile monitoring. KVW,
still here. Jeff, what's happening? AVMH mobile.
Working on a Bancroft repeater. Pulling off some pies and putting a wise box in, getting stuff back on the air. What's going on with you?
Headed back to Traverse. Was down in Grosse Pointe for the week. Got down there last night, and I'm headed back now. So
that was a short stay.
Yeah, it was just for a funeral. So anyway, making my way back. And just chugging along.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Trying to keep stuff going. Challenge.
It's always a fun process. Until it's not, when stuff doesn't work and you want it to. But, you know, we all know how that goes. Fun stuff. I think I'm driving right next to the Ollie Tower right now. No, not quite. I'm not quite there yet. I'm along 75, but not quite there yet.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. She's a nice one.
Yeah, that's for sure. I got a few more projects to work on when I get back. I got to get my remote receiver going for two sticks and Travers, and then work on repairing the PA for my MTR-2000. And I can get the 2000 I got ripped out of Munson, and I can program that up for MI-5.
Yeah. Get on it, mister.
Yeah, I'm going as fast as I can, man.
I hear you.
Anyway. It was fun on the way down here, since they got 75, the southbound traffic has moved over to the other side. Well, this GPS was real unhappy about that. I was thinking I was driving north for some reason, even though I was still going south.
I never heard of that before, but makes sense, I guess.
Yeah, go home. Go drunk GPS your home.
Yeah, he doesn't know Michigan construction.
I guess not. So. Oh, man. But, yeah. So. It's a little sad. I missed field day. Well, I might be able to run out this. When I get home, I might run a little bit, run some one delta, I guess. I was thinking about doing it remotely when I got down here, and I just didn't end up having time for it, so I'll just do one delta from home, and I guess I really should figure out how to get the FT8 going on the remote ICOM software. There isn't really an easy way to do it. So I might just have to suffer and do it the painful suffering way.
They say if there's a will, there's a way.
Right, but it depends on how much will you have.
Well, yeah.
Yep. I got more, APRS digipeters to program up. He finally got one out in South Boardman area. There's a little bit more coverage outside of Traverse City. I want to get one in Mancelona, fill in that gap, and then maybe one in Cadillac. So, I got no shortage of radio. I got a lot of 90s here infused, so guess I can put them to use.
Yeah, as long as you got spots to put them.
I've been working with Brad, WAQPO. So, basically, I come to him and I'm like, yo, I got a thing. You got a spot? And he's like, well, let me think about that one.
Yeah, he always talked about getting an MI-5. Not lying up there, but he never did.
Yeah. I kind of brought him out of the woodworks a little bit when I asked if he had a spot for a digi. So. But before then, I really hadn't heard from him for a while, so. Keep them out of the woodwork somehow.
Yep. Alright, need back to using both hands here. Pretty big stuff I'm working with. A lot of dirt. Talk to you later. Keep it up here.
Have fun. Catch you later. KB8SWR. Heading ELH. Mobile. Northbound 75.
Portable bankrupt.
tell me what kind of evening they have. You're not the boss of me.
I'm trying to respond, but 75 at Davison and well traveled.
Oh, sorry about that. It ain't in them.
No, that's okay. Just, kind of be alert here. So, alright, I'm on Davison. Yay!
Are you on the 696 bypass?
I don't know why you didn't go fix that link today, Sean.
A weird way to get me to Dearborn.
Half a mile, keep left, continue on Mission Made West.
Oh, they're going to actually put me on the surface, take me on the scenic route.
Yeah, I heard that. Wow.
Wonder why they wouldn't have me go straight down to 94 and take 94. Place I'm going is at Michigan and Telegraph.
Who
did what to who?
I said it's kind of BS that you didn't go fix that link today.
No, it's kind of like, I don't care. I got my new generator. And I'm going to pick up a new transfer switch for it as we speak. And, I need enough modifications to my old setup that it just pays to do it right. Got my grass cut, and trimmed and waxed, and yeah, much better plan.
What was the matter with the old transfer switch?
Just a lot of little things. So, just a lot of little things. I need a different cord. Need a different inlet box. The reason I got the bigger generator is because I want some extra circuits. You know, by the time I started adding up, well, you know, just go run and get the cords and get me going with what I got. But, you know, the cords aren't cheap, man. You know, and then by the time you, modify the inlet box I got with appropriate twist lock, and then I got on Facebook Marketplace and somebody's got a brand new in-the-box 10 circuit transfer switch, 30 amp 220, just like I need. Perfect. Two bones. Hell, I couldn't fix the setup I got for that money.
Oh, so you're not just back feeding the out of the meter?
Do I give you the impression of being retarded?
That's where you put the transfer switch. Transfers from commercial power to generator, right?
Yeah, you ain't going to catch me with no suicide cord, reverse feeding a box or anything like that. No, sir. That's for dummies. I don't care if you're getting away with it or not. You're a dummy if you're doing that.
Well, no, the transfer switch transfers over to the generator plug. Away you go. That's all you need. No, sir. Not dummy. Nope. Never mind.
No, I think you said it differently, though. I mean, if you're putting in a transfer switch, you're not backfeeding. So you said backfeeding box. That's a no-no. But you put in a transfer switch, then that's a yay.
Yeah, but when you said it, I thought you were getting one of them transfer switches, but yeah, there's a bunch of different ways to do it. Never mind.
Well, you can do it on the service side, or you can do it on the load side. The load side's pretty easy for a Shade Tree electrician to do right. That's what I've got now. I'm just going to be going from a 6 circuit to a 10 circuit. And that's pretty easy to do. The service side's a little more difficult. Obviously, you got to pull the meter, and you know, and then you're going to do that right. That opens up a whole other can of worms. I'd like to do the whole house and go service side, but you know, I got a 7,500 watt generator, and I can run literally everything I want on 10 circuits. So I don't see the point in going through the aggravation.
So how was you doing it before? Just with a smaller plug or what? You had to upgrade your plug box that you were pricing out?
Yeah, I had a smaller 6-circuit one. It only had a 20-amp cord, 20-amp plug, 20-amp inlet, 6 circuits, you know. This setup I'm going to buy has got everything I need. It's got the new inlet box, the new cord, the new, with you know, the 30-amp cord, the 10 breaker box, all that stuff. So yeah, that's the way I'm going.
Gator Doug, well, I got Bancroft, UHF, and VHF back working today. I'm not working on it right now, but it's kind of far out, so I'll probably get some.
Well, you're getting a little crispy, so wherever you're at. But I heard you guys working earlier on something, but I was busy with all my work, so I didn't have any time to dedicate to see what was going on. So hopefully you got everything knocked out.
Yeah, back up and working. Back to receiver. Give me that still here.
Uh-huh. Hey, Steve, you know where I'm going to be?
Where are you going to be?
What's the name of that? Miller's? I'm going to be right by Miller's, man.
Ooh, have you eaten yet?
Not really, but I'm going to wait, pick something up for the missus and I on the way home, so I'm not going to go sit in Miller's all by my lonesome.
You're never alone at a bar. There's always somebody who'll sit with you. So what brings you to that side of town?
The transfer switch I bought. I was perusing Facebook Marketplace, and somebody had just the perfect one for me for a good price. And I said, would you take this price? And they said, they countered with the price I could live with. And here we are, the rest is history.
Okay, cool. I don't know if maybe you said that when you were talking to Phil and I missed it. That could have been. I was multitasking for a minute there. Fine business. And you got the generator you wanted today. Cool. Everything's coming together.
You got a generator over there? I've never noticed.
No, we've talked about it, but honestly, our power has been really reliable for like 6 or 7 years. So whenever they updated this part of the grid here, they fixed all of our problems, so we've never pulled the trigger on it.
Yeah, it's so weird. Ours was like the Rock of Gibraltar, is bulletproof. We were like the last house or the second to last house on the circuit that fed, the commercial stuff. You know, so our street was still on the commercial line. So if the, you know, if all the businesses at 12 and Twinner went out, we'd go out too. But the very next house over, or maybe two houses over if it were to break, is they'd be on the subdivision. And they'd go out all the time, but ours wouldn't. And I always attributed it to, you know, the fact that, you know, we were on that higher concern circuit or something for them. And we never lost power. And then we started having problems, like in the late 90s, in the 2000s, constantly. And now I got to say, there's an old Polish guy down the street, or maybe he might have been Belgian. Anyhow, he raised those pigeons, and every once in a while you hear a bang, and there'd be feathers all over, and he'd take out, you know, the transformer on the street. I don't really count that as an infrastructure problem, just a old Belgian guy pigeon problem.
Yeah, it's really bigger problem for the birds than anybody else. But, you know, I'm thinking now, and I wonder, because I was on whatever circuit or whatever, however they, I don't know the DTE parlance for how they parcel out the grid, but if the power went down here, it went down at the mall and over at my office as well. And thinking back about the time they tore the mall down is about when all our problems went away. So I wonder.
Yeah, I don't know. But like I said, we were great for a while, and then we were, okay. Oh, boy. Hold on. Okay, I almost screwed up, but I'm okay. Use any lane to turn right on the Ford Road. Okay. Now, this is a little alien to me. I think this is the way they brought me to Miller's that one time. W8F.
Yeah, we get the occasional momentary outages from wildlife-related. You can hear it pop. Sometimes you can see the smoke off in the distance. And then it just puts off for a second, and you hear the hum, and then the grid reroutes. And however we get power, we're getting power. It's been pretty cool. But I've probably just jinxed myself. So I should look at a generator.
Well, I have a spare and a trailer now. Well, you got a pickup. It's tri-fuel. It runs off propane, natural, or gas. Although, if I were going to run it on gas again, I'd probably want to scrub out the tank and check it all. Probably hasn't had gas run through it in years, decades. So hopefully, I don't know, I mean, carburetor could be all dried out, who knows. But anywho, I don't know if I'm going to keep it or clean it up and sell it and try to recoup a couple of bucks, I don't know. But we were great and we were bad, and now, we get a couple of pretty good outages a year, and they go for a couple of days. I'm very intolerant. You know, about 10 minutes in and I'm itching. You know, 15 minutes in, screw it. I'm turning on the generator. So I ain't giving it time to come back. That's why I got the damn generator.
You know, it's funny because the last time I think it went out here for more than a day was the big blackout. That's been, what, 20 years? Probably about that long. But we had quite a few times where it had been out and I was being patient, you know, 1 hour, 2 hours. Screw it, I'm going to go to the shop and get the little Honda just to run the fridge and the sump pump. So I'd go and get the little generator started up, you know, run extension cords out to it, and then the power would come back on. And
Well, don't they say the sure way to make it rain is to wash your car, and the sure way to cause the power to be like a rock is to buy a generator. So who knows? It'll be a pretty damn good time. Looks like I'm going to be here in, it says 7 minutes. So I got, my turn is in 0.8 miles, but I still got 7 minutes to go. That's 2.5 miles. And I got almost a mile. Okay. Anywho, I am at Telegraph and Ford Road.
Ah, very good. You know, it's funny, because when I lived in East Point for a little while, I had a job over in Dearborn, and without being insane, just driving with traffic, my average daily commute was like 25 minutes door-to-door. It was great. And that wasn't really avoiding rush hour either. That was kind of at the I'd be leaving like 6:30 in the morning, so I was kind of getting the front end of it still.
Yeah, I worked in Livonia for a while. It was south of, it was way out there. One of the last of the Merriman, I think. One of the last ones before you, the further M1. And it was south of 96. So it wasn't like it was close Livonia. It was kind of far Livonia, almost Westland and Plymouth. And it seems to me I made that trip about a half an hour. So it was never terrible. You know, once in a while you'd run into something on the freeway. But I think I took Davison. Davison Surface, and then 96 almost exclusively. All right, what's going on here? This where good?
Turn left onto North Gully Road.
Okay. North Gully Road. New one by me.
It's a gully. Believe it or not, it probably takes me longer to get to ComSource than you, and that's just a traffic thing for me. It's not a... not an indirect route. I've got a pretty good shot at it, but it just takes forever to get down that way.
So now here's the thing. Since I'm all the way out here, look at that house. That's pretty. Looks a little out of place, but it's a nice neighborhood. Dearborn Heights. So they're the high side, I guess. Anywho, now that I'm all the way out this way, I wonder what's good to eat. What should I get? I'm trying to think if there's something out this way. We're not very adventurous. Besides Miller's, I can't think of nothing.
I would think you'd have, endless choices of Mediterranean food.
It's a kind of a high-rise district. Man, this is where the Dearborn royalty must live. Wow, this is like Dearborn's Gross Point or something. It's a little bit more unbuttoned shirt and gold chainy.
I'm not familiar with that area. I'm really not familiar with the area at all, except where I work. How to get there and how to get to the... the Ford complex and stuff.
Yeah, I'm at the Gully Road and Cherry Hill. And I just passed some mansions on the west side of the road. Wrought iron and lion, concrete lion statues, you get the picture.
Probably early Ford execs.
There's some very nice properties down here, though, that's for sure. This is very, very nice. Those Darish mansions I was just passing outside. This stuff I'm driving through right now is very, very nice. All right, I got to pay attention because I am like a minute away from my stop, and I am not familiar, and I'm going to have to get off the main road here. I'll be back shortly. W8FQ.
Alrighty, navigate away. N8NM.
Nice guy. I liked him. He was pretty cool. And this thing's like brand new in the box, man. He hasn't even pulled the plastic off of anything.
Wow. Sweet.
Yeah, this setup's going for almost $500, because it's got everything. It's got the transfer switch and the cord and the inlet box and bunch of, there's like several things in there. And they get upwards of about five. And I got it for two, so I can't complain.
Very good. I'm sitting out here and I got Mama Deer over there eating grape leaves about 50 feet from me. She don't care I'm out here. She knows I'm too lazy to do anything.
Guys, can you see her ribs a little bit? I'm a little worried about my girl. She was in the yard today and I kind of saw her ribs. And just, is she eating enough?
This one looks to be, she looks pretty healthy. She's eyeballing Pam's garden right now. She's even moving in closer. Oh, I know where she's going. Yeah, you want to go to the bird feeder. Yeah. That's unusual for him to get this close when I'm, you know, making noise and stuff out here. Usually, the only time they'll get that close is if don't have the TV or the radio on and I'm sitting here in the quiet. And then as soon as they see me, they take off. Going past the Nouveau Mediterranean mansions here, with complete with the fountains and the wrought iron. And bet there's a lot of gold in there. Oh, you know it. Everything's gold-plated. Gotta be. Nothing screams loser more than someone that puts gold all over everything. Yes, I said it. Wannabe. Reminds me of the presentation bugs. I've always had a thing for the deluxes. But never could warm up to the presentation. It just looked gaudy to me. And I didn't like the hammer tone or the gray, but the black crinkle ones are pretty sexy. Yeah, I agree. And I don't know, it's just the shade, I guess. It's not that I'm in love with chrome or anything else, because I do have a couple of brass keys. One's, matted finish, and the other one's polished, and that doesn't bother me. But yeah, the gold, it's like, nobody cares, dude.
Now, the black crinkle one, I'm surprised they didn't do more of that. The gray didn't get it for me, but the black one and the offsetting chrome hardware, that was a great look. I could have definitely settled on those, but there wasn't enough of those. You know, where deluxe, they had everything. So I've got a deluxe of just about, well, not just about everything. I don't have, like, I used to have a deluxe Blue Racer, but it wasn't worth keeping. You know, there were too many people wanted it. I think Paul ended up getting that one. I don't know, somebody did anyhow. But, you know, more garden variety stuff, like, I've got almost everything in deluxe. So, and I'll never, you know, get any of the exotic ones. Period, let alone in deluxe, so.
Roger. I really got to like the single lever vibroplexes. I wouldn't mind having a couple more of those so I don't have to switch one between different rigs. I'd rather have, you know, three paddles for three rigs. But I just like the feel of it, and it's surprising because I, you know, for 35 years had only ever used iambics.
I'd like to acclimate to it. I've tried. I got a single lever. Because I was really going all in with the bugs, but the bugs were so messing me up for iambic. They just totally were messing me up. And so I said, okay, so then I got a single lever thinking that, well, if I'm going to run electronic, I can run the single lever, and that should, I should be able to move back and forth from bug to single lever pretty readily. And
but I haven't played with a single lever enough to make it qualified. In theory, it sounds like it. That was the way it would be, but I haven't used it enough. Didn't quite warm up to it. Since I acquired that one, I haven't been doing much at all, anyhow. So, but I assume when I get back into it, if I can acclimate to the single lever, it'll be more conducive to cracking out a bug every now and again.
Yeah, for a while there, like after COVID, when people were still kind of locked down, I was playing around with using it as a cootie key, where you just ditch the electronics, wire the contacts in parallel, and it's kind of a rhythmic thing. It's, you know, it's no longer an issue where your thumb says dits and your finger says da. Kind of, you do alternate back and forth, you know, when you send a letter, your thumb will be the dit, and then your finger will be the da, and then your thumb will be the da, and your finger will be the dit. It's just a back and forth thing. And that's kind of fun. I don't know if I'd want to do it regularly, but it is kind of fun to play with, and I got kind of good at it, but I doubt I am now.
Hey, I gotta call Andrea here and figure out what we're doing for dinner. I'll be back in a few.
W8. It gives me time to refresh my drink and get rid of the one I just had. N8NM. So what's for dinner?
I don't know. There's like three things, you know? Her list is like three things long. Spaghetti, hamburgers, you know, pizza. And, you know, and I occasionally I don't mind those things, but I can't have them. I don't know. So today's lucky spin the wheel and landed on cheeseburger. It's an Epicurean affair.
Who was it that had the pick a balloon thing at the lunch counter? Was that Kresge? For some reason that reminded me of that. It's like one balloon has spaghetti, another one has hamburgers.
I'm trying to navigate this South Hill to 96 Express Lane snafu, and there's a real spattering of real imbeciles out here right now. It's pretty frustrating.
Speaking of imbeciles, this is N8NM.
W8FU. You know, I don't understand. Why do they have the express lanes and they're 70 miles an hour? And so are the non-express lanes. You know, it seems to me like if you're going to have express lanes, give us a little something.
I know, right?
You know, the sad part is she wants a burger, and I was right there by Miller's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but you don't want her expecting that every time, though.
She'd probably try it and say, it was all right, but I prefer Burger King.
Yep. We had Chinese tonight for the first time in a while, and it was good.
No, don't even go there. It's on the, suddenly that's on the forbidden list. Pretty much, if it's something I like, it's on the no-fly list. You know, Firenze's finally, they closed. They just closed their doors. They had, what's his name, Ramsey came in.
and designed a new menu and did some other stuff, and then a day later they're gone forever, just closed. I used to like that one because, you know, that was one of the very few safe spots that I could go and get her something, and they had good food across the street.
Yeah, you know, I saw that on the news, I think, or somewhere, but, yeah, it's too bad. I used to eat there fairly regularly before I moved out here.
Yeah, I like Firenze's. They had pretty good fish and pasta if I was in a pasta mood, which often I wasn't, but they had pretty good pasta. And so I could do that, but it was nice because, you know, she really liked it. We could go get her pasta, and I could go across the street to Boff's, and I could get a really good Mediterranean. Place is excellent. Ooh, I wonder what station I get on. I'm only 5'1". I wish life could be Swedish magazine.
What are you listening to?
You never heard I'm only 5'1"?
Nah, if they don't play it on WWJ, I probably haven't heard it.
Yeah, it's one of Iggy Pop's famous tunes. I'm only 5'1". I won't grow any more.
I'm guessing WDET.
Actually, somehow I ended up on Sirius XM, and then I'm on Channel 31, Tom Petty Radio.
Tom Petty? He did.
Yeah, they got these channels that are, like, theme-based. I never have listened to this one, and I don't know anything about it. I just, somehow I ended up here. I don't know how.
Do you have anything with HD radio? I'm kind of hooked on that as far as a vehicular solution.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this thing does HD. And then I just picked up that Sony for the house. Picked up two of them. Don got one, I got one. Little cheap little Sony XDH, I forget the number on it. And they got quite a little cult following because they were very sonic. And their analog performance was outstanding, and plus they were digital. They had to be modded up a little bit. They hot-rotted. You know, they've fallen a little out of favor. They were one of the things where they were going for under $100, and then the audiophiles caught wind that with just very minor, you know, modifications they could have, you know, one of the best tuners ever. So then they started hot-rotting them, and they were going for $300, $400, $500. And, of course, now parts are getting difficult and all that. And so the price is starting to come down a little. But still, if you can score one 100 or less, you're doing really well. Don and I got a pair for, I think it was 70 apiece, 75 apiece, 75 each. So I thought we did pretty good. They were in nice shape, so.
Yeah, cool. How are they at navigating the secondary channels? That's one of my complaints with some of the receivers and car stereos I've messed with is some are a lot easier to use than others, or a lot more intuitive for old people, I should say.
Well, you got to lock in on the primary, you know, and then after that, then if you go up, it'll go to 2, 3, or however many there are. If it goes to the next one, it takes a second for it to lock in, and then you can get 2, 3, you know. Like that. Going down, you know, you got to lock in, but then you can only go up, right? Because as soon as you lock in, you'll be on one. So if you're going down, you know, it doesn't work in reverse, obviously. But
but, yeah, well, I mean, seems intuitive.
Yeah, the one I got in my truck, what is it, I think it's a Pioneer or something, but, it's pretty easy to use. And then I've got another one that I won't mention the brand, but not so much. It's kind of like programming one of these Chinese radios.
All right, I am on Davison, and it is pretty congested, and I've got to get over and deal with getting on 75 here, so I'll be back in a minute. That'll be great.
Okie dokie, N8M.
KE4ZYQ got a question for Sean when he's got a moment back on his normal route.
Alright, so unless there's something goofy here on 75 as we're dumping onto it, I think I'm okay.
In a quarter mile, merge onto I-75 North.
Okay, how you doing?
Hi, Sean, this is KE4ZYQ. I just got a quick question, not to interrupt your QSO or your travels too much. And that is, has it been a year or more for AWA-8E? It seems like it's been a while. I can't remember how long ago that was that we lost him.
Yeah, it was Memorial Day last year, so it's been, so it's easy enough to remember Memorial Day. And, so we just passed the 1 year anniversary.
Yep, I appreciate you just verifying that. I was just curious because that crossed my mind, and you know, I don't know. But as you get older, and maybe you can contest to this, time seems to go faster. I don't know. It's like going down a hill. You go up a hill as you get older, and then when you got old and you get up in years, seems like the other part of the hill is a little faster going downhill. But anyhow, I'll throw it back to you guys, and you can go out. Continue your QSO, and thanks for the info. KE4ZYQ.
Okie dokie, yeah. Well, you know, the older you get, the more compressed it all gets, because it's all, you know, the wheat just becomes more insignificant the older you get. What are you going to do? It's the way it is. Dreadful, I tell you. Anywho, I think maybe Culver's is in order. That's always safe with her. I'll just get nothing, and maybe I'll run and get some spa.
Spa. Sounds delicious. I have a really good name for a spa restaurant, but I don't think I can say it here without somebody getting mad at me.
Is there royalty involved?
Yes, there is.
I think he's brothers with the guy that sells the sofas.
Yep. I think I'm going to get up and preemptively close the mosquito netting around this thing before the bugs come out. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Alrighty. So what I got to do is I got to get off here at 11 Mile Road, find out if she would prefer Culver's or Chicken Shack. Because I could do Chicken Shack. If I come home with Chicken Shack and Culver's for her, she'll go, well, you didn't say you wanted to go there. So, off to the phone. Gobbledygook.
Alrighty, I'm zipping myself up. N8NM.
Something like chillaxin. at the Culver drive-thru.
She didn't like the shack, huh?
No, I was getting angry and irritated, and I got off at the wrong exit for 11 Mile Road for the Royal Oak Shack, and then I said, well, then I'm going to have to sit there for a half hour waiting for it, you know, because I didn't call in advance. I started to get angry just thinking about it, so I said, I'm going to Culver's. That's the end of it.
There you go.
You know this tower behind the Home Depot at 12 and I-75? There's a little golf course there, and I think the county's got some sort of public work stuff back in there. Is that one of your towers, or was that one of your towers?
No, I think if it's one I'm thinking of, I think it's City of Royal Oaks.
Could be, but it's definitely this side of 75, so in the Heights.
Oh, okay. I'm not picturing it. Oh, okay, that would be, yeah, on the northeast side. Not picturing the tower, but I know the Home Depot.
Yeah, right behind it, and there's a pretty beefy lattice. Not much on it. There's some sector antennas all the way to the top. Otherwise, it's clean. I'm going to guess it to be about $1.60 to $1.90. Probably $1.80.
Who knew?
Yeah, it didn't look like any moto stuff, but I don't know what the Harris stuff looked like. I don't know what the antennas looked like, because I know that was a whole different kettle of fish.
Yeah, I don't know if any of that stuff's still there, unless they abandoned it.
Yeah, this has been here as long as I can remember. I've never seen anything else on it. It's kind of like that one at Grosbeck in 696, that great big tower there. Like nothing on it. I think there's one dish. I heard it was an EDS thing from back in the day, but ain't nothing on it now.
N8NM.
W8FU. And she didn't take the sticker off my mirror. It's my responsibility now.
Oh, for the love of God. There's a couple of rabbits trying to figure out how to get in at Pam's vegetable garden. So the fence works good. Oh, you too. Not get a room for crying out loud.
Who's it keeping up?
Rabbits.
Ah, okay. There you go. I know my neighbors, they don't like the deer because they eat their garden. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. They're not my deer.
Yeah, we put a fence around it a few years ago, and we really haven't had too much trouble since. Squirrels get in and out, but the only thing they do is, like, bury crap out there, dig holes, so I've never seen them damage the crops.
All right, I'll tell you what, I'm going to clear out of here. Get inside. My burger, oh boy, Saturday night, fine dining experience, a Culver Deluxe, and get back out here, but I'll probably be having my nose buried at night, transfer switch manual, champing the bit to get going on that. I'll be back later. WFB.
Yeah, I'm thinking I might go back and finish off the rest of my Chinese from earlier, because, you know, half an hour later you're hungry for more, and kind of experiencing that. But it's been a couple hours. Anyhow, enjoy your burger, N8NM.
KBNFWR, Bancroft. WNFU, KBNFWR.
W8FU, this is KF8BOT. Good evening, sir. Yeah.
How do I sound now?
You sounded quiet, but I was away from the radio. And I walked up and I turned it up a little, so I got to hear it some more.
Got some popping in there, almost like, you know what a 900 sounds like when it's popping? Got some of that on the transmit. I'm not sure where that's coming from, but I am less than a mile away from it now. Before I was probably 25 miles away from it, down in the trees.
Which machine are you on?
Bancroft. Tom's repeater, Bancroft, 442-65.
Okay, I see that. That's listed as Durand. You get out in that area there, and it's all Greek to me.
Yeah, it's got a Superstation Master on top of the 199 foot tower. Superstation Master on top. It always worked really well.
Good deal. Well, you're making it in perfectly fine. Like I said, the audio seems a little light to me, but I don't know what's going on. Could be on my end.
Just kind of got roughed in. Fred was kind of busy and out there by myself, and we had Chris was around too, but yeah, it kind of takes more than one person. My radio might be a little light, who knows. Get on the handheld, because everybody complains the handheld's too loud. Hang on. Okay, this is me on the handheld. Is there any difference?
Well, I switched over to TJ's machine, and it's significantly louder. Let me go back where I was. Just hold on. Okay, let me hear it again.
Alright, this is on the handheld, the 6550. I'm about probably 3 miles away from the repeater now. Yeah, turning the radio down. I'm sure you're probably hearing that one come through too, but this is definitely the handheld, and everybody complains this one's plenty loud.
Yeah, I think it was mostly on my end. The repeater I was on was quieter than the repeaters I'm normally on, so just as a matter of perception. It sounds fine. I'm over on TJ's machine now, and you're coming in nicely.
All right, this is back on the mobile, the 4550. Probably 4 miles away now, but like I said, this machine, I can work this machine birch run, so it's, the thing smokes.
Alrighty, well, you're making it really well, and the sound's good, so there you have it. I take it you just got this one online or something, but is this one you were working on?
Yeah, I ended up running down to Mike's after I got this one. You heard us earlier working on this, but it's worked before, but the Pi, I don't know. He had somebody build them using Raspberry Pis and had it set up so you could do the control on the front. You know, you had that plugged into the Pi too, programming cable. So all that stuff somebody else did, and some of it got ended up getting hacked, and so it just got all unplugged and put a wise box in place and did some rough audio adjustments. And have to go back and probably do some more audio stuff, but it's been on the network before. It's just been a while.
All right, cool. No, sounds good. I think you're fine. And I was going to say, man, just get rid of that Pi crap and get a Weiss box in there, but it sounds like that was part of the plan. So, if he was running some sort of software, I run two, because one's got to run Debian for the All-Star. And then I run a separate one that's running Tiny 10 so that I can run the software and get into my Quantars remotely. He could do something similar, I'm sure, if he wanted to. Weiss boxes are pretty cheap and readily available. I know a guy.
Yeah, what's the Tiny 10? I'm not familiar with what you say when you said Tiny 10. Is that a small version of Windows 10 or what?
Yeah, exactly. It's called Tiny 10. So little, like, 10. And I've got, like, the Quantar RSS running on a, VNC type program, and I just go to bed if I have to do Webby. Repeaters. What kind of repeaters you got on that thing?
Your MTR 2000s.
So is that what he was doing with the Pi? He was running the MTR software? Hey, Jeff, are you still in here?
Yeah, go ahead, Sean. I'm still here. Just driving along. Thinking about repeater stuff.
All righty. Yeah, like I say, if you want to get a Weiss box in there, then run a couple of instances of RSS, use USB ports or native serial port, and he'll be able to control both of those. Now, of course, he'll need the one box dedicated to Debian and ASL3 for both machines, because, you can run multiple nodes off one box.
KSA DRC. This is KSA EDQ.
Listen, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. You're coming in clear. Am I coming in clear? I don't usually transmit on this repeater, but I wanted to check in with you. I heard you on the digital side just now, just a few minutes ago. Are you with Greg?
No, I was there. I want to try and see who's out there. It was just, I didn't hear nobody, so I just came back again. I went on the GMRS for a little bit.
Well, all right. That's good to hear. I hope you had a good day on field day today, but yeah, I didn't hear too much traffic on DMR, but I literally just got it figured out today. I've been monkeying around with it for the past few days, and I kind of, it's good to hear you out there, and I just wanted to tell you how to have a good day in that. Take care. This is KFA EDQ, and I'll be clear.
How come he didn't come to the field day? It was a good field day. Was a few people out there. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I actually did go to field day here in Saginaw County. There were like 7 or 8 operators there, and there was a good group of people. I went and talked to a few of them. I didn't try my hand out on HF or anything, but I just saw everybody set up and just kind of took it all in. It was a good day.
You went by yourself, or you brought a tent with you?
I asked. I told Chad it was happening, but he said. But I think he was busy. I brought a friend along from the GMRS side, Chuck, 336, WSAA 336. He came along with me, and now he's thinking about getting his ham ticket.
No, I was Flint. I was at Flint Field Day, so it was good too. They had a few sales out there, and some people was walking around, but we didn't stick along enough time over there. Roger.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't stay overnight out there.
Oh, I didn't mean to stay all night, but I just came in about 2 hours ago. Came in from there. All right, good talking to you. You take care. We'll talk again. KFA, the GRC.
Yep, Jack, you take care, and we'll talk again sometime in the future. This is KFA, EDQ.
KFA, DRC. KFA, CWF.
KFA,
TWS, KFA, DRC,
go ahead.
So you wandered around Flint at the field day today?
I thought you were going to come by, but you didn't come by, Roger.
Yeah, I'm way over here by Mount Pleasant. It's too far of a drive to go down to Flint for field day. Thought about going over to Saginaw, but I cut grass. We went grocery shopping, I cut grass. That was my day.
I know what you're saying. Sometimes you have to do that. You can't go to all of them. Well, it was 2 of them. It was one in Flint and the other one in Saginaw. There's another one here. I don't know if you know that or not. That Hazel Park, I believe, today too and tomorrow.
Yeah, it's the whole weekend, and they're supposed to be operating into the evening hours, and then some places might actually go to the wee hours of the morning. But like I said, when I figured out what weekend that we were going to be doing this week's vacation, I looked, and yeah, I think the closest place would have been right around Midland for me to go to a field day.
What day is that in Midland? Do you know?
No, I didn't pay attention to the group, but I just looking to see if there was something closer to where I'm at. Yeah, I got my all-star note up. It's working really good.
Good. You got it set up at home? I have mine at home. Anyhow, when are you going up north? This weekend?
I am up north right now.
Are you there? I see what you're saying. When is that going to happen? Is that in Gladwin?
know, I'm south of Gladwin. I'm by Mount Pleasant, and tomorrow morning I am going golfing in Gladwin.
How about you sounding good? I'd probably on the handheld, correct?
Yeah, I got handheld into my All-Star node through the internet, down to you.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. And let me ask you, where do you go on All-Star? That way I can go and maybe connect with you on All-Star.
I'm in the FBI, 43732.
Okay, FBI, I got you now. I know where you're at. I have the same thing, FBI. Roger.
Yeah, I've seen your note out there before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. With all the good guys out there, 100%.
Well, I called out this morning, and Sean couldn't hear me. He caught the KF8, but he didn't catch the rest of it. He said I was so soft, so quiet. I went in there and I checked the setting, and it was turned way down, so I turned it back up. And I talked to him this afternoon. He says, yeah, I'm sounding great now.
How much did you pay for that?
I think it was 42 plus the Raspberry Pi, so about $70.
Well, that's good. That's not bad at all. Some people paid more money. Anyway, I have both of them, one at home and one on my cell phone.
Yeah, I got the one on the cell phone too, and I'm thinking that eventually I'll buy one just to leave up here. So that way, you know, I don't have to haul it back and forth all the time. I just got to bring my AHT.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that sounds real good. I have a couple of these, the Rocktails with the radio that's on. And I have the smallest one, the one, the silver one. It's a very small one. But it just sounds good, too. And that BYT-88.
You know, I got the Motorola right now, but I did try the K6, the two-pack for $18, and it sounds just as good.
Yeah, it sounds really good. Anyhow, so you going to go out there and do a bonfire yet, or not yet?
Yeah, tomorrow morning I got to be up in Gladwin about 8 o'clock for breakfast, and then we have a 10 o'clock tea time. Going to enjoy Northern Gulf.
That is the best day. Enjoy it 100%. Not 99.9, but 100%. That Northern Gulf is the best.
And things were getting expensive living downstate, and he was working remotely for state of Michigan, so he ended up moving up to Midland. Now, whenever we get together for golf up here, we either go to the municipal course there in Midland, or he finds a nice golf course for us to play that, you know, that's not too expensive. We're not playing a $100 round of golf. It's $40 just like any other place.
Yeah, but some of them are more than $40. They run like $43, $45. I know that by Drake and right there in West Bloomfield. They ran about $43.
Yeah, well, unfortunately anymore, that's what the going price is. They started about $40 and go up unless you can get group golf or something like that where you get it for like half price.
And then it's $28, $25 for the round of golf. But, yeah, it'll get you out, see some beautifully manicured woods or ponds. All out of them.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, are you on the one repeater or are you on that MP repeater? 443-625.
I'm just into the All-Star node, and it's transmitting on all of them. I'm linked in via All-Star.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. The All-Star is not really good. Sounds like he's sitting by me here.
Well, then that's doing what it's supposed to do. Keep me in contact and giving me a little bit of entertainment in the evening time while I'm up north and not working.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So what do you got to do there? You got to cut the grass out that way too? Tomorrow or day after?
Well, I cut most of it today. I got a little bit left to do because I got into some heavy leaves and I don't know if I broke the belt or if I just popped it off, so I pulled it up by the shed, let it cool, cooked dinner, and didn't feel motivated enough to get back to it. So tomorrow, with golf and everything, I won't get a chance to. So Monday, I'll look at it and see what's wrong with it.
You gotta fix that before you do anything else. So you're staying all the way till Sunday, correct?
No, the wife said she kind of wants to head back Saturday evening so that she can relax before going back to work on Monday.
Yeah, that will give you enough time anyhow to do what you got to do. And it's good to come back a little bit early that way, you know, relax a little bit and everything before you go next day to work. That is a good thing to do.
Yeah, well, the whole week is all about, you know, just relax. And yeah, we'll do some work, but, you know, I don't have to go work for the man. I can work for myself.
I see what you're saying. But a lot of time you need the man instead of work by himself. I think, Roger?
Well, you know, I got the wife, I got the daughter, and my friend's supposed to come up tomorrow. He was supposed to come up today, but he didn't get all of the stuff done until too late. Now he's going to wait till morning time before he drives up. So, yeah, I got hands around. And then Thursday, my brother and sister-in-law will drive down from Traverse City. But, like I said, I don't have anything that major planned. There's a couple down trees I might cut up and split them up and stack them up so my wife can burn them.
Ryan, have a good time there. Take care. Really, it's a good time there. I love it down there. Every time we go there, I would not like to come back at all.
It'd be nice to retire up here, but, you know, the driving a half an hour to go to the hardware store gets old after a little while. But other than that, we're in the woods. It's quiet. It's mostly peaceful. We like it. All right, Jack. Well, wife's getting a little bit annoyed me talking to her television program, so I'm going to cut it off, and I will talk to you later. 73s. I'll be clear on your final.
Ryan, always good talking to you, honestly. Always, 100%. Take care. Have a good time. And come back safe. KF8DIC.
Hey, Brian, where you going?
Yeah, go ahead, Sean.
Hey, you got my phone number?
No, I don't think so.
All right, it's not a big deal. I'll catch you when you get back, if nothing else. Enjoy.
How you doing, Jack?
Oh, well, I'll let you clear.
All right, I can take you back to his phone number if you like. I have it. Anyhow, how you doing, John?
I'm doing good. It's really not important, Jack, but I do appreciate that. Brian, do you have anything for you wanted to check out, or are you all good?
No, I'm all set. You could call me on the Hams Over IP number. You got that. I got it on my phone. Other than that, Campy, CWF, I'll be clear.
Oh, yeah, forgot about that. Sitting right there. All right, maybe I'll do that. Anywho, you have fun. 4th of July week. Jack, what do you got planned? I got to get out of here. I'm not going to be in too long, but I haven't talked to you in a bit, so I want to make sure I say hi.
Just jump in here quick. Sean, am I making it? I'm Mark Frankel, so I'm Bancroft. Give me an SWR.
Yeah, you've got some crackly, poppy that, but you're solid.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, so I was up today all day in Flint. We went there, it was a field day, and we went out there, me and the Greg.
Oh, okay, cool. Good for you. Yeah, field day's a lot of fun. So, all right, man, you're living large. Tell you what, you're drinking up every bit of amateur radio it's got to offer you. All right, Jack, you take care. I'll catch you later. I'm going to get back here out of here. My feet are killing me, and I got to get kicked back on them. Talk to everybody a little later. I'll be listening. W8.
I just turned the corner, so now my antenna's not, pickup's not blocking my antenna. I'm hearing the reader better, so I'm sure I can hear better. Give me this, Javier.
John, good to hear you out there. And sorry, I didn't text you or anything, but I told John anyhow. That's sure. And Johnny had said he was coming today, so that's why we had a good time. And we went out, a little bit, right around and all that, and see what he's got and all that, which is all good. Take care, Sean. Give me a bait. Yeah, I see.
Standby. Emergency. Break.
What is the nature of your emergency station? That's what I thought. Go clown around somewhere else.
Thank you.